And they're basically replacing both the water and sewer lines with new pipe.
That's true, yeah. The water and sewer lines on all these streets, and actually many more in Petersburg, really need to be upgraded. The old transite pipe that was used back in the day is susceptible to shifting roadways, and since most of our roads in Petersburg are still floating on muskeg, it makes those pipes susceptible to damage. And so we're replacing, with this project, we're replacing sewer pipe with some thicker-walled PVC pipe, and the water mains are actually going to be high-density polyethylene, HDPE, which is the first time we've used that material in the distribution system. We used it as a transmission line for raw water, and we have some coming from our main tank out towards Scow Bay. But this is the first time that we've used it in neighborhoods. And so far, so good. It looks like it's a good material, and it should hold up for a very long time.
Basically, the work requires digging a trench down into the street. That's where the existing old lines are?
Yeah. There'll be two separate trenches, one for the water and one for the sewer line. And the contractor needs to trench down and prepare the trench for the new line. And in some cases, the old lines will be abandoned where they are, and in some cases they'll have to be removed. But there'll be trench lines down the street and a new pipe laid and then backfilled as soon as possible to minimize any disruption. And on Second Street, namely, it's important for folks to know that we are having this construction right next to the emergency entrance to the hospital, and the contractor has been in contact with the hospital and trying to keep them up to speed on what their plans are. But for the general public, it's really important to know that during this time of construction that the emergency entrance will still be accessible, but not directly from Second Street. Folks that need to get to the emergency room should go to First Street or Third Street and then go to Excel Street and travel Excel Street to basically the clinic corner. And there will be some access from across the front of the clinic to the emergency entrance through that way. It's not perfect, but the entrance will still be accessible through the project, and the contractor will do whatever they need to do to get people to the hospital if needed.
And other than that, people who are driving the area and kids walking the area should choose another street if they can?
Yes, please, for anybody that wants to watch the construction, please keep your distance. If you can find another route to get from point A to point B that doesn't include Second Street for a while, that would be great. And then this goes for all the streets that are being worked on. It's just it's unsafe to have the public standing around getting in the way, potentially getting hurt. It distracts the contractor as well, so please just ask the public to be understanding, and the more distance we give the contractor, the quicker they'll be, and the sooner the disruption will be over.
That section of Second Street, I know you've talked a long time about the possibility for eventually paving that once these utilities are upgraded. Are you going to be close to being able to do that eventually with this step, or do you still have to?
This is a huge step in getting that done, and in fact, we are the engineer on the job is putting together a change order request for proposal to the contractor, so we can find out, get a number on what it would cost to pave Second Street and potentially Odin Street as soon as this water and sewer work is done. I think that would be a really big step for Petersburg and resolve a lot of issues that I've heard over the years with ambulance making its way to the hospital emergency entrance through potholes and a chip-sealed road that doesn't always hold up like you want it to.
And a little bit at a time, you have a long list, I'm sure, of replacement segments, huh?
There are a lot of streets that need work, and especially this spring has been really harsh on the roads. Frost heaving has been a big problem. Some of the roads have been extremely poor that way, and I hope to do some work on various gravel streets around town to make them a little less susceptible to frost heaving like we've seen this year. But the utility work that is required underneath a lot of these streets is the primary reason that we can't go ahead and pave or chip seal these streets because they'll fall apart rather quickly, and it costs so much to put a more permanent pavement on these. We sure don't want to see it compromised right away. As the utility work gets done, the roads will be improved, and we can start thinking about more paving.